In the back room of the Rockwell Bar downtown, above the bar's music and among glasses of amber ale and wine, a dozen actors are reading Cymbeline, one of Shakespeare's lesser-known plays.
I'm sorry that I must report ye my master's enemy.
Our subject, sir, will not endure his yoke.
There's an evil queen, forbidden love, epic battles, and long-lost relatives. Local Shakespeare company Theatre in the Rough is reading all 36 of the bard's plays within the next month. This is because the book that brought the world Shakespeare's work, including this play, is here in Juneau. The first folio is a collection of all of Shakespeare's work. Two of Shakespeare's buddies created it 7 years after he died. The book provides a written record to half of Shakespeare's plays that would have otherwise disappeared.
And there were like biggies like Macbeth and The Tempest. And
Freya Anderson is the state librarian that helped get the book here, and a proud Shakespeare geek.
A lot of what we know of Shakespeare today is because of the first folio.
Inside the Alaska State Library that holds the first folio, a thin field of light casts on the book, which visitors can view in its glass encasement. For Shakespeare fans, this is their holy grail.
I mentioned before, it's not quite a religious experience, but pretty close to it. I put it in the top three library-related experiences in my life.
She says the process of getting it to Juneau has been years in the making, and on Tuesday, the book went on display. The library applied for a grant ahead of the first folio's visit before the library even finished construction. That's because the first folio belongs to the Fulgor Shakespeare Library in Washington, and there's more than one copy. Of the 235 remaining copies in the world, the library has 82, and they're traveling 6 copies of the first folio to every state and some territories this year to celebrate the playwright's 400th birthday. Just outside the library, Jim Hale is beginning to prepare for an upcoming lecture on the book. The Shakespeare scholar says that seeing the collection is seeing a piece of history.
Shakespeare has informed Western culture over the last 400 years, and this is an artifact of that. It preserves some of our greatest literature, some of our greatest plays. We wouldn't have The Tempest without this book. I can't imagine a world without The Tempest.
The first folio will be on display until August 24th. And Juneau, I'm Lakedra Chavis.